Welcome to tuning out my radio show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Kokomo by the Beach Boys, and as you may have guessed, I like to do, well, you didn't guess that I like to do themed shows, but I like to do themed shows, and as you may have guessed based on that first song, we're doing the Beach Boys today. Over spring break, fun story, I was in Florida, and before going to Florida, we had some nice weather here in Massachusetts, and a Beach Boys song came on, and I was like, you know what, this is the exact vibe, this is the exact vibe bottled into a song that I want to have for spring break. So I decided that it was Beach Boys break. I listened to the Beach Boys basically exclusively over the six-ish days that we were in Florida. And, I listened to them before, but got a little bit more in-depth in these days. And you know what? They're pretty gosh darn stinking good. They started with five members. The three Wilson brothers, Brian, Dennis, Carl. Apparently their cousin was in it, and their friend Al. Check that out, just a bunch of brothers and friends and making music together since 1961, which is crazy. And I decided to split this show up into two distinct halves, because I feel like their discography is kind of split into two halves. You've got the beach of Beach Boys, which is those songs that are just like summer, surfing, California, let's go have fun. And, those were probably like the ones that got number one hits back in the day, which, they had quite a few of those. And then the second half is, they got a lot of like weird, eerie, like melancholy songs that are just so interesting and well written. So I decided to put a lot of those in the second half, including one of the best songs ever made, God Only Knows. So we'll be listening to about 9-ish of each of those summer songs and weird, eerie Beach Boys songs. So I hope you enjoy. Yeah, coming up next, we've got more summer, even though, you know, it's spring. Hey, it was nice out today, 65 and sunny. What are you talking about? It's great. We're going to play Surfin' USA, Don't Worry Baby, and The Girl from New York City, all by the Beach Boys. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, that was The Girl from New York City by the Beach Boys. Before that, we had Don't Worry, Baby and Surfin' USA, also by the Beach Boys. And before we go on, welcome to the studio day, my loyal co-hosts.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going great. I know you weren't talking to me, but...
Well, everybody.
Yeah, I guess I fall under that umbrella. Yeah. Well, so do you, so...
That's true.
How's it going?
Pretty good. No, actually, not so well.
Yeah, feeling sick.
I'm feeling scared.
Scared,
from watching The Thing.
There's a good chance that I'm actually an alien.
Dude, and you know what? I don't know that. I need to bring a flamethrower too.
Yeah. WMFO. Well, spoilers, I haven't seen it yet. Oh. Yeah, don't worry about it. All right, so I already told the people, I already told you off air, but yeah, Beach Boys. We got the beach right now. We got a lot of pumped up number one hits back in the 60s. So we're going to keep that going, keep that high energy, good vibes going. And who doesn't like high energy, good vibes? I know that's your thing a little bit.
I love high energy, good vibes.
Yeah. Man. So we're going to keep it up with I Get Around, California Girls, and Barbara Ann. So yeah, we'll keep on listening to the Beach Boys. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
California,
wish they all could be California.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Oh, ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Okay, that was Barbara and California Girls and I Get Around by the Beach Boys. They really do get around with these songs because they're all like 2 minutes long, 2.5 minutes long. I think this is the record for my longest show songs-wise. I've got 18 songs
18,
in here.
18, wow.
Yeah, and it's still only 48 minutes.
You should do a day where you start from the shortest song and end at a long song where it increases.
The issue with that, though, is that is as long, like, if I get crazy in length at the end, I can only do, like, 7-ish songs, you know? I'd have, like, a minute, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then, like, 20 minutes, you know? 'Cause I know some 20-minute songs, you know? So it could fill up a lot of time really quick. That's
fair
not
enough.
A bad idea, though. Yeah, why not?
Want to do a little time. PSA?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, wait three more songs, because then we'll be done with the beach half and into the boys half.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we've got three more of the high-energy Beach Boys before we get down to the mellow Beach Boys. I always think of the Beach Boys as the yin to the Beatles' yang, you know? The other big 60s popular rock band that everyone was listening to, making basically the same kind of music. Except the Beach Boys were going more for hits. The Beatles were going more for whatever they were going for.
Artistic Fred.
Hey, I like some of their stuff. I mean, once we get to the second half of this, it's more Beatles-ish, at least what you're familiar with. So, yeah, I guess we'll get to that later. But for now, we got to listen to some more Beatles. So we're going to get Wouldn't It Be Nice, Sloop John B., and Good Vibrations. This last one, Good Vibrations, I picked as like the bridge here because it's kind of a little bit, it's got that surfer vibe, but it's also a little bit weird. So we'll be getting into some weird territory at the end here. So Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Make it that much better when we seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. Ever been long.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
excitation, good vibrations. Excitation,
good vibrations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes,
she's by my excitation. Good vibration, good, good vibration. She's by my excitation. Good vibration, good, good vibration. She's by my vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations.
That was Good Vibrations, Sloop, John B., and Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. Thus concludes our beach portion of the Beach Boys episode. We're going to get a lot less happy, funky, fresh, surfy, California-y, and get a lot weirder, which is a little bit sneak peek in that Good Vibrations song at the start and the end there. Anyway, in the meantime, let's do some service to the public, shall we?
I like that idea. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you very much, Day. So now we get on to the artsy fartsy portion of their discography, where they got pretty weird with it, in which, I mean, excellent songwriting, excellent performance, it's all just incredible. For like, they were doing this mid-60s, you know, like Bob Dylan was still doing his thing at that point, going, yeah, you know.
it's a great impression.
Thanks, yeah.
If you should apply to the SMFA, and you should put in your portfolio the Bob Dylan impression, and art is artsy fartsy.
Artsy fartsy, yeah.
And you should just submit that.
I'm Bob Dylan. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the first song we're going to kick it off with is probably their best song. It is their best song. Listed at number 11, I checked earlier, on the Rolling Stones top 500 songs of all time.
Vegetables.
Not that we're getting to that later. Yeah, no, this is one below "Hey Ya" by Outkast, and one above a little song called "Superstition" by Stevie Wonder. So they're saying it's like one of the best songs ever written, and I kind of agree. It's kind of a banger. Not banger. Paul McCartney said he cried when he first heard it.
Wow.
That's real. I might be hyping it up too much. Sorry.
Yeah. Low expectations.
It's just, yeah, it's fine. We got God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, and we're going to play Let Him Run Wild and That's Not Me. So we're going to get a little more melancholy, a little more. Listen for the cool chord progressions, listen for just cool music stuff happening. And yeah, keep on listening in general. And remember, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
You know I'm rooted for you. had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. You need it. When I wrote and told them what I was up to, said that's not me. I went through all kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said that's not me. I miss my pen and the places I'd known, and every night as I lay there alone I would for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I'm glad I went, now I'm glad that's for sure that we're ready. Ooh. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty.
Alright, that was That's Not Me, Let Him Run Wild, and God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. The first three of the boys, part of the Beach Boys, what do you call this? Shows? I forgot. Shows, that's the word. Radio show? Yeah.
Right, right.
So next up, we're going to play probably their magnum opus. I mean, it might be the magnum opus of magnum opuses. You know, some songs, you listen to it and you're like, that's once in a generation. That's genre defining.
Sure. Like Mozart.
Mozart. Smells Like Teen Spirit. I hear a lot of people had a big reaction to that one. A lot of people for the Beatles, I hear, you know, they listen to this song and they decide to not speak again because they know nothing that they say can ever describe how beautiful this song is.
And what perhaps is this song?
This song is called Vegetables by the Beach Boys. There are no words, really, as I said. Fun fact, there are the crunching noises, not to spoil anything, but the crunching noises on the song are actually recordings of Paul McCartney eating celery. It's like the third time he's been brought up on this show. Jeez, I should take a break from...
Yeah, is this a Beach Boys show or a Beatles show?
I know, sorry. Brian Wilson. There we go. I brought him back up in the count. All right, so we got Vegetables here, and then we're going to play I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Funny thing in Vegetables, there's like a... maybe a minute 30 in, they do like a little breakdown, like a vocal harmony thing that's low-key beautiful. Not to say that the rest of it isn't, because the rest of it is incredible. But like it's a great little like harmony part, and they just threw it in this song to
make it even better.
To make it even better. Yeah. Anyway, here's Vegetables, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables.
vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
vegetables. What a song. Oh my goodness. That's to be honest, that is a real front runner for my number one song on Spotify this year. And I'm not even kidding. I think I've listened to it maybe 10 to 15 times in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I do have a question for you.
I'd love to hear it.
If Vegetable is your favorite song, then can you grapple with the author's main question? What is your favorite vegetable?
Are we counting tomatoes?
No.
No?
Yeah. We are counting tomatoes. Wait, of course we are.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes are your favorite vegetable?
Oh, yeah. I love tomatoes. Tomatoes, they're great on stuff. They're great with the things they make. You know, they got tomato sauce, ketchup. They're great just on their own. Just pop a cherry tomato in.
Mm, you convinced me, actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're so versatile.
But they don't have the chomp factor.
They got like a bomb factor, you know? Like you bite it and it all up in your mouth, you know?
Sure. Yeah. This okay, is a, man.
What? It does say okay, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't have much time left. We got to play some music. We're going to play Summer Means New Love, which is actually an instrumental track from the Beach Boys. It's you know, it's nice background. It's nothing crazy. Long Promised Road, which is actually from 1971, so this is a later one of theirs. And then we're going to end with In My Room, which makes sense because I will be going in my room. It's a song about how much he likes being in his room, basically.
That's sick.
Beautiful themes in that one. All right, so we're going to be listening to Summer Means New Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFL Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Shed the life of before to let my soul automatically soar. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Knock down all the roadblocks that's stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me down. Sew up the wounds of evolution, and the now starts to get in my way. So what if life's a revelation, if the mind speaks of only today? So real the pain of growing in soul, of climbing up to reality's goal. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yes, I knock down all the roadblocks stumbling me. Throw off all
season's ending. Long promised road flows to the source, gentle force, never ending. So hard to lift the jeweled scepter when the weight turns a smile to a frown. So hard to drink of passion nectar when the taste of life's holding me down. So hard to plant the seed of reform, to set my sights on defeating the storm. So I hit hard.